forever. Dog.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. Ha.
With Kat and Pat.
Do you want to hear the worst part of this story?
I can, girl. I
want to hear the best and the worst part of the story.
Okay, she comes over and we have like this very like intimate like lovemaking session that lasts all night long.
At this point, you're still dating a guy who simply can't come.
But she came. You both came.
I'm dating a guy who has now, he has come for me and for himself before, but we are not really emotionally connected.
Yeah.
Me and this man.
Oh, so we ultimately, he came in within 3 months. Okay.
Yeah. And then...
Does Manic Pixie make you come?
No, Manic Pixie didn't make me come.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
There's time.
It's okay. That wasn't really like the focus of this hookup for like me as a woman. So the next day, she leaves in the morning. She sleeps over. She leaves at like 5 a.m. because she has to go home because she lives with her boyfriend.
No.
Wait, yeah.
And call?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very interesting, right? She goes home because she lives with her boyfriend, and she texts me something like, she's like, text me, I can still smell you on me.
Oh my god, that's wait, so hot.
At like 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. she's like, I need to come back, like, no, I like, you need
know,
you
know who I'm also picturing is the girl from from Fight Club.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah, the girl from Fight Club, Helena Bonham Carter.
She's fucked up in that.
Yeah, she's definitely known mostly for Fight Club. I've never seen it.
Really? Wow.
I saw it when I was a little boy.
A little boy.
Cool. Okay, so.
So she comes back over at like 10 a.m. the next day after she's been home and her boyfriend like leaves for work or something.
Oh my god, she had 4 hours.
I'm actually really worried about her addiction too. I hope she recovered from that.
Hospitalize her.
She needs to go away tomorrow.
She comes back. I go to kiss her and she kisses me back and then she's like, I can't do this anymore.
But you just started.
I'm obsessed with her breaking up with you.
Imagine she was like, I can't come.
I can't come until 3 months has passed.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Three midnights gone.
If she couldn't become, I'd be like, Allie, you're the problem.
I was like, what the fuck? And she was like, but I want to be friends still and I want to hang out with you today. And she insisted we sit in my bed and watch Blue is the Warmest Color.
And watch what?
Blue is the Warmest Color? How do you not start fucking?
I wanted to murder her. I was so angry. She was like, I don't want to be with you, but I want to sit and show you this movie and like hang out with you all day. And then that night she was like, do you want to come to dinner with me and my boyfriend? And I was like,
no,
you're fucking my life
up. Do you
up.
Think she wanted to have a menage a trois?
Maybe.
Maybe, but that's possible.
Maybe, but at that point I was like, who needs him?
And you're like, what, 18?
Yeah.
That's too stressful.
It was so stressful.
It's too stressful.
I'm sorry she did that to you.
It's too stressful for an 18-year-old to have a menage a trois.
It was really... It was a happy look.
I'm sure there's some 18-year-olds who love menage a trois. But I wasn't one of them. I was scared for anyone to see me naked at that point.
So yeah.
I had to be blackout drunk to be seen nude.
Yeah. And so and you never saw her again?
No, I like spoke to her once in a while and, you know, we're not... She's still with that guy.
But then
No, she's not.
Stop.
No, she's not.
Still with that guy.
Wait, still, what the fuck?
Still wears red lipstick.
Wait, if you feel comfortable answering this, what are your numbers?
Yeah, how would. You don't have to say, but please.
What do you mean?
I think you know what we mean.
We mean how old? We mean how old are you? We mean how old
Why
are you?
Why am I in such a psycho mood today?
Can't tell if you're asking me how many people I've had sex with or how old I am.
Oh, interesting.
Anything. And it's like,
either
open.
One. Yeah. At this point, either one.
Same number, 25.
Wow.
Whoa. No, your golden birthday.
25. Golden sex wow. That's 25. A special, special age.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're so young.
Oh, my.
Aren't you guys around that age?
No. That's, first of all, marry
like
me.
I would say I am married.
You're around that age.
I'm around that
you're
age.
You're around
for
that
me,
age.
For me, marry me. I'm 30.
Yeah. Right. I remember the brunch.
And for me, I'm around that
you
age.
You come.
I know. I was hoping that wouldn't come up.
Molly.
I know. I'm so sorry.
It's okay,
wasn't it like Sunday of like a big Halloween weekend?
Yeah,
that's a tough choice.
I didn't realize
it's a big ask.
I didn't realize how I had I had a birthday brunch at 1 p.m. the Sunday before Halloween, and I really didn't. I just forgot about being hungover and like how that would work.
It fucked me up.
Can I just pause and do a sidebar? What is this quest bar going to do to me?
Give you protein, but sometimes it makes you gassy.
Yeah, gas.
What? I don't need that. Is it going to make me hungrier or less hungry?
Less hungry.
Is it going to make me work out, or do I not need to work out?
It won't have
what I mean?
The sugar alcohols.
It won't have an effect on that.
But there's no sugar in it?
No, there's sugar in
there.
That.
There's only like 1 gram of sugar in
really?
It.
Really?
This is such good groundbreaking kind of podcast.
But high sugar alcohol, which is what makes you go to the bathroom.
But high sugar alcohol is good because it takes away carbs.
What kind of bathroom? Sugary fiber? That's a lot.
All right, let's not talk about it.
I'm sorry that I'm curious. I'm sorry that I'm curious about the world around me.
Don't talk about
fucking arrest me. I'm an academic.
Okay? Don't talk about quest bars at the table.
Okay, you're right. Anyways, I'm going to keep eating it. So, wait, so she's been with her boyfriend for then, here's the math.
Literally like 8 years.
That's psycho.
And are you now?
Are
like,
they open?
No. Not that I know.
You don't keep in touch?
No, I don't think they're open. They're not open.
And are you now like, I got to get out of this guy relationship?
Yeah, immediately.
Did you tell him about Manic?
No, but he messaged me like a month ago being like, I heard you date women now.
Who said that?
The ex-boyfriend at that time.
From college?
Yeah.
Why did he feel the need to talk to
you
about
that? I have no idea. He lives in Denmark now. Mm. And he messaged me and was like, I hear you date women. Like, and I was like, why are you messaging me this?
He's like jerking off to it.
Yeah.
How long did you ultimately date?
Me and that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Probably like 5 months.
Okay.
Not long.
Not long enough that he can DM you and ask you if that.
Absolutely not. He can't
DM. No, he cannot. Yeah,
I'm gonna say he needs to seek treatment for that DM.
First of the new year. If you can't come, but then you come after 3 months, and then you date someone for 5 months, and then they start dating women, and you move to Denmark, and you men message them saying, "I hear you're dating women now." Seek treatment.
And it's an epidemic, and it's happening all over the country.
And you heard it here first. I ate that bar so quick.
I know that's how it works.
I hate when I'm hungry. I'm like this again.
I know. I was so hungry when I got here.
Yeah.
That's a bad feeling.
Because you were rioting and being rode all night.
Stop.
Can Sexful. I just say, hunger is the best sauce.
What do you
what?
Mean?
Like for your food. Like it makes your food taste good.
Oh. No. Okay, you're a fucking genius.
Isn't that great?
Hunger is the best sauce.
Write the book.
Hunger is the best
Sell.
Sauce.
Sell. Said book. Go on a book tour.
I'm dying to go on a book tour.
Me too. Where's our book?
I know. Where's our book?
Wait, we're going to go on a pod tour soon, don't you think?
You would think.
You would think someone would be begging for us to come to their city.
Yeah, it's very...
Knock on our door, honey. We're avail.
We're very avail. Though we're also not.
We're actually not avail, but the calendar's wide.
Yeah.
Life is long, and yet there's so much that time.
And you have to live every single day. Like, it's your last day before you die.
Do you know one of my racing thoughts this morning was, what am I going to name my new Wi-Fi at my new apartment? And I was like, I'm going to name it Chic. And the password's going to be Live, Laugh, Love.
Oh, I love that.
No, it's going to be Live, Laugh, Love, Me. But I don't know if I'll actually go through with that.
If I had a Wi-Fi to name, which I never have in my whole life, I would name it Bad Girls Club.
Bad Girls Club.
Like the VH1 show. Anyways, so what's your journey to your current... Now you're in a village. That's part of your stats.
Yes.
Okay. So you give us your numbers, 25, 25, and you're in a relationship.
Yeah, which is a number. 25, 25, 1, the amount of relationships you're in.
I didn't know this podcast involved math. I'm like,
no, people don't know this about me. That I actually miss math.
And people don't know this about
me. Like, I love it so much that I miss doing it.
People don't know this about me, but I am... in some ways good at math.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
Wow.
People don't know that about us. Like, people don't know that Catherine misses math and that math and that I'm at some ways good at math.
We both just grew glasses off of our face. It came out of our flesh.
I wore glasses for a month.
Aww.
I didn't need them. Yeah. I was in sixth grade and my cousin famously got glasses.
Yeah.
And she like showed up to my grandma's house for dinner once and everyone's like, oh, okay, Sarah got glasses, and people made a huge deal about it. And then like truly like the next day I was like, I can't see anything. Like, I think I need glasses. And, like, she had gotten, like, really bad migraines because she was trying so hard to see. And so I just kept having these, like, dramatic migraines. And my mom took me to the doctor because she, like, had to by law to, like, get my eyes checked. And I was just, like, he would, like, show me things. And I'd be like, yeah, like, I can't see it. And then, like, my mom knew I was lying, but she had no choice, and she had to take me to the mall and spend, like, $300 on glasses for me. And then I wore them for 1 week of sixth grade and then lost them, and no one in my family's ever spoken about it again.
Wow.
You know, some of the world's most interesting people get migraines. And I would say if you don't get migraines,
seek treatment. Yeah. Yeah, I hope my kid gets migraines.
The first time I got a migraine, my mom truly didn't believe me. I was like, I can't see. Everything's blurry. And she was like, stop complaining.
I actually think I don't get migraines.
Oh.
Is that okay to kind of
admit? I wish I didn't. I mean, knock on wood, I don't get one soon, honey. Hell.
Caffeine headaches I get.
I drink too much caffeine.
You drink too much.
Oh, my neck hurts. I'm annoyed. Okay. So what's the deal with your relationship? Are we dating? I don't know what's happening. I don't know what this party is anymore.
But we would have so much fun if we drank.
You guys, the three of us drinking would be so much more fun than the fun we're having now. Drinking elevates fun.
Yeah, that girl does probably need to seek treatment.
Oh my God.
How did it happen?
What part?
You being in love.
My girlfriend now.
Are you in love?
I love your girlfriend now.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's funny. My sisters love you. They're not my
wait,
girlfriends.
Wait, I love you. Wait, so we had a psycho incident happen where I did Ally Sher at the Knitting Factory in Brooklyn. Check it out. And her mom and her sister were there. And I was saying yes to her sister, and her sister was on, can I talk about this?
Yeah, yeah, go for it.
Her sister was on like a kind of date with this guy, with this coworker guy who I thought was really hot. And so like, Andrew's sister was just such a, like, girl's girl. Like, she was just down to, like, chat about this guy. She was like, and we were saying this. And I was like, we, like, had never met. And I was just like, who is he? Yeah. And then we just started talking about, like, if she was going to hook up with him or not. And just, like, chatting. And then I connected on such a deep level that the next day I wanted to find out how the night ended. So I went to your Instagram and tried to find your sister. And I, like... followed her, DM'd her, like, hey, tell me about, like, the guy. Like, did you fuck? Like, what's going on? And then I found out I accidentally DM'd that to her younger sister.
No.
Like, a totally different sister who's how old?
She's 20. So she's not that bad.
20, yeah. It's definitely kind of so still funny. Alarming for a 20-year-old girl to get, like, a message from a 30-year-old gay stranger. Be like, did you fuck last night or what, girl?
30-year-old gay stranger is the name of your memoir.
I actually say, though, my sister recently hooked up with this guy who they had been dating for, like, they had been trying to go out for, like, 4 months, and he never made a move. Oh. They recently hooked up.
Was this the same guy that I know?
Yeah. You mean they were going out but not fucking?
I'm a part of
it. She was like, I don't know what this is.
They're
like, they would hang out. They're coworkers.
It was very me, honestly.
Yeah,
it
What is the job?
Finance adjacent. Like,
yeah.
I'm kind of ready for that. I'm kind of ready to fuck someone who's finance adjacent.
And then they finally kissed you on New Year's Eve.
Wait, that's so good. Cute.
Finally, after like
they hadn't kissed yet?
No, she was like really insane.
That was a crazy night because she was there and he was there, but like your mom was there.
My sister didn't know my mom was going to be there.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was bad.
So how'd you meet your girlfriend?
My girlfriend now, I met her at a party on Halloween.
Oh it's a God. Good night for romance.
My birthday.
Yeah. No, because that was...
This Halloween?
No, last.
But last Halloween was also my birthday.
So you've been together over a year.
But yes. Last Halloween was my birthday too.
In a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And last Halloween, I was fresh off a breakup.
With who? From who?
Another girlfriend. We were together 3 years.
Three years.
So you're a serial monog is what you're
I guess.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You're with someone 3 years. You break up. Mm. How soon you meet your next?
Like, I'm embarrassed to say.
No, don't, because this is my whole thing.
This is your whole thing.
Like, literally 2 weeks.
I'm obsessed with you. Thank you.
But I still was dating a little bit once I met her, and then I was like, oh, I just want to be with her.
Do you think that's part of a lesbian experience to always be in a relationship?
Yeah, I literally am like, here's my moving van, put your shit in it. Let's go.
The rumors are true. All stereotypes are based in truth. That's a message of my podcast.
Awesome.
But she's never with anyone. She never was in a relationship.
What does she do?
She works at like a startup. She's like cool. So not involved in comedy. It's amazing.
That's
she's
perfect.
Like, what's comedy?
Where do you guys live?
I live in Gramercy. She lives in West Village.
Okay, so we're all getting dinner. I'm upset.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's going well.
Yeah, it's going well. It's going a lot better. It's like everything I'm comparing to my last relationship, mm-hmm. which was like psycho. It was like
psychosexual or normal psycho?
No. Just like normal, horrible psycho.
I hope this is okay to say, but I feel like lesbian psycho is a whole other breed.
It was
like,
so bad.
Yeah. Why?
Why was it bad?
It was like I would go somewhere and my ex-girlfriend would like find on Instagram like where I, like she would like location search. No. If I didn't post anything, she would location search to see if other people posted things that I was in the background of.
That's crazy. Because you broke up with her and she was upset.
Yeah. I broke up with her while I was at a comedy festival.
You have to.
Oh my God.
I was at a safe space to break up with someone.
I was at Big Sky and all the comics went to like a strip club and she was like, how could you go to a strip club? Like, and I was like,
who cares?
Who the fuck? What do you think? I'm going to cheat on you with a stripper in Minnesota?
Hey. Crazier than
that. Some of our closest fans are strippers in Minnesota.
And it's not such a crazy idea to fall in love with a stripper in Minnesota.
Allie.
Good day, Allie. The door is right there. I hope you have an amazing day in life.
Thank you.
So you break up with her via text so you can fuck a stripper in Minnesota.
You guys get the facts right. Wait, listen.
We're nothing if not historians. I ever inquire how there was like a historian who like made the scrapbook?
You need to understand that I don't do choir. I don't have a choir culture.
Stop hitting my face.
Choir's so sad to me.
No, it's sad to me too.
It's so deeply sad, choir.
I already feel bad from that quest bar.
It's like chorus, but even sadder. It's chorus.
They're the same, aren't they?
It's the same.
For me, this is for me, someone who's never done either.
Yeah.
For me, chorus is like a class at school that you go to and sing, which already it's like, okay, that's psycho that you like get like... I thought we were here to learn math. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
And then choir to me is like you go to church like 20 minutes early and like kind of sing in this balcony and you wear like a white kind of robe.
I see.
Choir to me. A new series on PAX.
It's like so sad. It's like, okay, do you love singing or do you love church or like which one?
Why can't it be both?
I know. Why can't it be both? Okay, sorry.
So you meet your new OG and you're like, this is so much better than the psycho I was with.
Yeah.
So you get back from Big Sky and
Wait, listen to this Big Sky anecdote. She was one of the people who would like blow up your phone to like a crazy extent. I just want to live in the moment.
Yeah.
I love that about you.
That's why I didn't answer your Carol text.
I'm like, I'm not answering this. So I stop answering. It's like, let's say it's 8 p.m. It goes to like 4 a.m. I'm not answering. She's like spiraling. Right?
I connect with both of you in this moment.
Me too.
At this point, what does she do? She calls my parents.
No.
And wakes them up in Connecticut in the middle of the night.
No.
And says, Allie is not responsive. I'm not sure if she's okay or not.
No.
Oh my
That's God. Bullshit.
What is her deal, this girl? Is she same age? What does she do?
A little older.
Startup?
Do you love that? Do you love a little older?
No. I was just...
Do you love a little younger?
I don't
Do you like just right?
You don't care. Age is just a number.
I don't care.
Okay, wow, you're progressed.
Yeah. But
you're progressed.
Yeah, that happened.
You're progressed. Concussed.
That's so, what are your parents
and progressive.
So what are your parents saying?
My parents were like, what?
Were they, you psycho bitch?
My mom talks to me and she was like, this just happened. I don't know what's going on.
Whoa.
You're tight with your mom. You and your mom are girls.
Yeah. Love my mom.
Had they met your Jeef?
Yes. Yeah. 3 years they definitely met. It was a fucking mess. And then I was like, all right. I was like, I'll talk to you when I get back to New York. And she was like, no. Are you breaking up with me in New York? Call me. And I was like,
No, babe.
She's like, you have to talk to me now. And I said, okay. Then we're breaking up. And then we broke up.
Good job.
And so right now you're this actualized 25-year-old lesbian in literally Manhattan, literally Gramercy. You have
built so successful.
Now, no.
And you work at that space where I always walk by because it's near my gym. And tell our listeners what that space is called. Because I don't know what it's called.
Build Studios. Yeah.
Oh, I walk by that.
Yeah, everyone walks by it. It's one of the most walked by locations in New York.
It is.
Last time I was there. Big crowd of people there. I go up, I say, what's going on?
Where's Allie?
And I say, where's Allie? Someone's like, Julia's in there.
Yeah.
And I was like, Julia who? And they're like, Julia Roberts.
Wow.
And that was when I was on my way to meet you. Yeah, and I was a little bit late, so I waited for like 15 minutes to see if Julia would come out. I love Julia Roberts.
I love her.
We all love her.
She's so amazing.
I'm attracted to her.
Me too.
Me too.
She's the most beautiful woman in the world.
Yeah.
She's amazing. Why is she so amazing?
Why does she look so good?
I talked about her in therapy for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, seek treatment.
What did your therapist have to say?
My therapist was like, wow, you're really like thinking about Julia Roberts.
That's so funny.
You know who I hate?
Who?
And I'm so glad that she didn't stand the test of time. Catherine Zeta.
Jones?
Yeah.
Oh. There was just some article, some poll quote where she's like, I'm sick of being criticized for saying I'm rich and gorgeous or something. Did you see that?
Stop saying that.
Anyways, it's like she took the words out of my mouth.
she's all smoke and mirrors, I think. And I think that she would have us believe that she's Julia, but she's not Julia.
She's not Julia.
She's so not.
She would have us believe she's Julia.
She's Zeta.
But she would have us believe.
I don't dislike her. I don't really care.
No one's
about
talking
her.
About her in therapy.
I only like her because I like Chicago. No. The movie.
I don't like them. I didn't really like that film.
It's really good.
Cool. I've watched too long. Too many songs.
Song heavy.
A lot of times a new song would start and I'd be like, oh, another song.
Yeah, we're doing this again.
We just had a song, but another song.
Took a seatbelt off 1 second, you just buckle right up.
And do you like, tell us about your show.
It's like a morning, it is a morning pop culture show. So we have a panel, it's myself and three other people. And we talk about like news stories and then we have on a guest. Every day, Monday through Friday.
Oh my God, you do it every day?
Working woman.
Yeah,
working
so we're on hiatus.
Would you call yourself a working woman?
Yeah, I would.
You're a working woman, so what are your hours?
9 to 1.
Perfect hours.
Perfect job.
Perfect job. They do my hair and makeup.
Work every fucking day? I feel like I'm in the presence of greatness. Yeah. Where can we watch it?
Buildseries.com/brunch.
Do you live with your GF now?
No.
Right, she lives in the West Village.
Buildseries.com/brunch, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
How long have you been doing that?
Since June. Not that long.
Do you love it?
It's great that I have like a regular job that like do funny stuff on.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then you perform all around town as well.
Yeah.
Where are your favorite places to perform?
I mean, I really like, I'm always at comedy clubs.
I was going to say, you do like clubs.
Your club?
Yeah, I wish I wasn't.
What is a comedy club?
Yeah, we don't get what that is.
It's just like...
This is really sad. I really don't know. I've never been to like any of the comedy clubs here.
No, I mean like, I wish I were in your shoes. I wish I were a part of your scene.
Allie, look at me. Never say that.
No, I feel like you're...
Allie, look at me. You're in our scene. Because you're at this table talking about Quest bars.
You know that. comedy, I don't know. I like New York Comedy Club on 24th and 3rd.
Oh, I did.
And
one.
Then there's one on East 4th Street.
Oh, New York Comedy Club. That's not one. The Stand.
No.
Maybe, I've been to The Stand.
Maybe I'm thinking of
The Stand. Is closed now. They're reopening.
Okay, I was there. And I'm not still there. New York Comedy Club on 24th and 3rd.
I think I did one set there.
Wasn't it
That's
on
your
second?
City now.
I know. I need to learn it.
Yeah.
Backwards and forwards.
Yeah, it's 24th and 2nd.
Backwards between 3rd and 2nd.
I think I have been there.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
Do you want to get gay married?
Maybe one day. Do you?
Yeah.
You do?
Is that okay to say to you or not?
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to have kids?
You go first.
You go first.
Here's the thing. How can we have kids with this career?
I know. You have to be rich.
Like, I want to, like, you know how Amy Schumer is, like, pregnant now? It's like, that makes sense because look at you now.
Right.
Yeah. Like, other people who are her age at the Cellar should not be having.
It's sad.
Yeah.
I'll adopt from, like, a wealthy 38-year-old, like, Neil Patrick Harris type. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
If I have, like, God, money, then I'll have a kid.
Yeah, if I have money, then I'll
when
have a kid.
When I have a shit ton of money, I will have 2 or 3 kids. And then I'll pay someone to raise them.
Cool. Will you raise them in Manhattan?
Yeah, and then I'll hang out with them when they're old enough to be fun. Is this a cool plan? No, I'm going to marry someone who's like a good person and like they'll help.
Yeah.
I'm not. I just like my nightmare is being the kind of, having to be the kind of wife who like cleans and like schedules stuff. Like I want my husband to just do that shit or pay someone to do it so I can have my career.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
And if you want to be with me. If you want to marry me today, you need to be my personal assistant.
I want my husband to have a huge career, pay for everything, but then also raise the kids and kind of do all the cleaning.
What will you be up to, do we think?
I'll kind of be like going to a coffee shop, be like, hope I write today. You don't know, whatever, not sure.
You'll be like with your backpack in Union Square, your kids and husband, and your gorgeous penthouse loft. And you're like at fucking Think Coffee with your Moleskine. That's what I wish. That's what I wish for us.
That's what probably will happen. The second part of our conversation with Alec Gilbert is over. And while that's emotional, it's special. And we're making progress and we're almost complete. And if you want to come back for the third part of me and Catherine Cohen's conversation with Alison Cobert, then you need to tune in this coming Friday when that part is released.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.